Kathy Lampe's mother died last June, and she brought a velvet bag filled with her ashes back home to Santa Rosa, California.
I put her in the china cabinet. I didn't know where to put her.
When the wine country fires in Northern California broke out in October, Lampe's two-story home was reduced to rubble. And her mom's ashes, they're now mixed with those of her sofa and front door. From member station KQED, reporter April Domboski tells us about a new team of archaeologists and forensic search dogs who figured out how to find these ashes within the ashes.
When the Army Corps of Engineers began clearing out the wreckage from her neighbor's lot, Kathy Lampe knew her home was next. After losing her mom to cancer, she didn't want to lose her again to the fires.
Then I thought, well, geez, I better get somebody out here to try and find her. I didn't want her to go to a landfill.
Two archaeologists and two dog handlers survey the rubble and develop a search strategy. Then they get the dogs. Echo is an English Labrador. She runs out first, her nose gliding over the ground with the grace of an ice skater. When she finds what she's looking for, she lies down and looks up at her trainer, Karen Atkinson.
There's my alert. So she's telling me she's made her decision.
Echo goes back to the truck, and now Annie, a Belgian Malinois, takes a turn. Her trainer, Chris Black, has her do the search all over again, so there are no false positives.
We start imprinting them at a very young age and introducing that target odor.
In this case, the scent of human bone.
I feed her when she finds what her target source is.
Dogs like Annie and Echo have been used to search for lost burial sites on Native American lands. Even the remains of Amelia Earhart and members of the Donner Party.
Yes, good girl. We got it. Let's go.
After a few minutes of sniffing, Annie lies down in the same spot Echo picked. Now it's time for the archaeologists. Mike Newlin and Alex DeGiorgi zip up their white protective bodysuits, grab their trowels, and start digging.
We're looking for a pocket of ash that's homogeneous.
It's usually reddish-brown with bits of bone or teeth in it.
Let me turn this thing over.
So far, DeGiorgi's team has recovered nearly 50 sets of cremated remains from people's houses destroyed in the wine country fires. DeGiorgi thinks there are hundreds, maybe thousands more.
I'm sure that the scale of this issue is really an epidemic.
DeGiorgi says searching for cremated remains is totally new and isn't part of the cleanup protocol for FEMA or the Army Corps of Engineers. But he says it should be.
So when a disaster happens and folks start filling out all the paperwork associated with insurance claims and what did you have in the house, one sentence needs to be, did you have human remains in the house? And if yes, it triggers this process.
After more than an hour of searching, Mike Newland sweeps a lighter pocket of ash into a dustpan. He thinks these are the ashes they're looking for.
A lot of it's almost a texture thing. I mean, you could see like this, how just finely powdered this is.
Well, I'm going to bag some of this stuff. Okay.
DeGiorgi scoops the ash into a gallon-sized Ziploc bag and walks it over to Kathy Lampe.
Here's your mom.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Here she is. Wow.
Lampe tucks the bag under her arm. She says now the family can do a proper burial. For NPR News, I'm April Domboski in Santa Rosa.